Welcome to the Warrior Mama Podcast, as we learn how to apply God's Word to our lives in motherhood, finding in big and small ways that the truth of the gospel applies not just to our lives as moms, but also to our children's lives, so that as we stand anchored in Him, we mother confidently with our hearts at rest. I'm so glad you're joining me today at the kitchen table. Welcome back to the kitchen table and welcome back into these parenting principles that we're looking at. How do we walk with our children in the day-to-day moments with the things that we encounter with really solid principles or a framework in place that when this is happening, I know this is what I'm going to try and work out because I've seen how it layers on top of the gospel and will speak words of life to my child, will point them back to Jesus Christ. Like, how do we do this? And today and tomorrow, we're tackling the concept of obedience. It's a big one because I hear all the time from so many people who maybe grew up in homes that it wasn't carried out in a way that was gospel-centered. They bring to their parenting the struggles of that, whether they had nobody enforcing any boundaries, so it was a free-for-all, and they recognize there's a need for boundaries, or they grew up in a very tight, rule-oriented, maybe legalistic home that they had to work through that in order to understand the gospel of grace and truth. And so we have to, first of all, recognize we bring to the table what was in our past. So if your growing up years, obedience was not taught from a gospel-centered way, then now's your time to learn. But we want to first begin today by understanding obedience to parents is a very important concept that God calls us as parents to teach our children. It's so important. It's laid out in the Old Testament as one of the Ten Commandments. It's laid out repeatedly. And then we see it again in the New Testament in Ephesians 6 when we're talking about relationships inside of the home. Children, honor your father and mother, that it may go well with you. Yet it's not in a vacuum in the New Testament. It sits in the same space with how we as parents are to interact and love our children well. So today, the first thing I want you to agree to with me, though, is that God says you are called as a parent to call your child to obey, to teach them the concept of obedience and why obedience would be important to walking in the gospel story. See, that's the key. Obedience by itself, if we just want our child to obey, is a convenience. It helps our life go better, right? Because if my child obeys, then life is easy because they do everything I say and we can just cruise through the day. Almost every time I have a struggle bus day, probably one of my kids is giving me a hard time with doing what I've asked them to do. So obedience is kind of almost like a sign that there is sin in the camp. We are all dealing with flesh, and here it is laid out in front of us. So we have talked over and over on the podcast. The first thing about obedience that I want you to hold to, number one, is that yes, it's important. We're going to teach it to our kids. But we're going to teach it in such a way that we're teaching the gospel. So obedience, or the lack of obedience, disobedience, is not something that comes against me as a parent. It's not something I need to take personally. You did not obey me. Because ultimately, disobedience to a parent is actually disobedience to God. It sits in the Ten Commandments. It's called over and over. Our children are called to obey. And so I don't need to be offended when I am greeted with disobedience in my morning activities and I've asked this child to do something and either they just say no or they just don't move and do it. They act like they didn't hear me, whatever the case may be. I don't need to be offended because the sin is not against me. The sin is against God. This is opening up a conversation for me to point out to them their need for a savior, the unpacking of a sin that has happened, their need for a savior, and In essence, I get to show them the solution that Jesus is who they need. And not only will he help by forgiving them, but he will help by he is committed to changing them and helping them to obey better in the future. So these are the first two concepts. Well, number one, it's important. It's important to God that we do it. Number two, how we do it and why we do it is paramount. So if I am calling my children to obey because I want to have an easy day, if I'm calling my children to obey because it's offensive to me when they do not obey me, I have misplaced priorities. And in the conversation around obedience probably is not going to be very successful. At some point, my children are going to see through to my selfish desires. I want it to go well with me. I'm offended because you're offending me. And they're going to call me on it. So where do we see in Scripture a great passage for a mom of how she can respond when her child is openly rebellious, maybe sneakily disobedient? You know, they're just kind of ignoring what you ask them to do and doing something else. And then they want to hide behind, oh, I didn't hear you. Or maybe your child is just obstinate. And all these places need training. And they are a place where the flesh is rising up in your child and you see it and you know it needs correction. How do we do it? Where do we run in Scripture for our attitude? Because we just talked about it. It's going to be important. Okay, so here's my favorite passage for this. And it's a hard one, y'all, so just buckle up. But 2 Timothy 2, verses 24 through 26, it says, "And the Lord's servant," that's you and me, right, in our home, "and the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but kind to everyone, able to teach, patiently enduring evil, correcting his opponents with gentleness. God may perhaps grant them repentance, leading to a knowledge of the truth, that they may come to their senses and escape from the snare of the devil after being captured by him to do his will." This is one of my favorite verses for motherhood because, number one, it's so hard. It's so hard to do this that I have to be on my knees going, "God, help me not to be quarrelsome. Help me to be gentle in my corrections. Help me to desire for them to come to repentance, and so I speak kindly with them. Help me to want to be patient in enduring what is happening in my home." Okay, so y'all, we live in a space with our kids, and we're living with a bunch of sinners, and we're a sinner ourselves, but we're also called to be the Lord's servant. We're called in this space to be mature in our faith and to rely on the Holy Spirit and to speak in such a way that God is lifted up and the gospel's held high, and we're calling our children to repentance because with our kindness, we're making Jesus be who they would want to know. And it's going to be stinking hard. But the first truth that we have to know about obedience is it's not a wrestling match between you and your child, even if your child is only 2 years old. And it feels like a wrestling match. It feels like a tug of war. It feels like they are your opponent. They are not. They are not. But they are bound by sin if they're unsaved. They are in bondage and they are in desperate need of someone to shine light in that space and call them higher and urge them forward. And that is your job and my job. And that's what 2 Timothy 2 says, that they may come to their senses. Y'all, that's a powerful phrase to pray. So we're going to end today on that. Pray that for your child. Pray that they will come to their senses and escape from the snare of the devil. It is powerful to begin to pray God's word over your child, and that's a promise you can pray. You can pray for this. But obedience, tomorrow we're going to talk about the nitty-gritty. Okay, here's how we do it. This is what we say. This is the language we use in our home. You can take it or leave it. You don't have to use our language, but this is what I'm thinking about when I confront a disobedient act. But for today, spend a little time with Jesus and say, begin to rewrite the manuscript of my heart when I encounter disobedience with my child. Help me to see it from your viewpoint, God. Do you ever feel overwhelmed in your motherhood? As if you're not measuring up to everyone else around you? Or maybe you're just not measuring up to your own expectations? Do you find yourself wondering how following Jesus actually impacts your daily life with your kids? If the answer is yes, then you need Reset. You need this six-week journey in learning how to anchor your motherhood to key gospel truths, not only so that you know them, not only so that you feel at peace and at rest and not overwhelmed and not anxious anymore, but Mama, I want you to know these truths so they pour out of you in the everyday language and speech and conversations you have with your children. Join me in Reset, anchoring your motherhood in the gospel, and watch what God does as He changes your very motherhood. If you like this format for podcasts, you're going to love the Reset Bible Study. Grab the link in our show notes. Join me over the next 6 weeks and journey with Jesus as He changes your heart and your mind and helps you parent confidently because you're no longer overwhelmed and anxious. Instead, you fully understand His gospel for you and for your kids. Thanks for listening this week to the Warrior Mama podcast. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support other Warrior Mamas, I'll tell you that one of the best ways that you can do is you can just share this podcast with your friends. You know, sometimes we love to talk about the things we like the most for our face, for our life, for our kids. Can I tell you that it would be a great blessing to begin to share with other moms the things that God is teaching you and the ways that He is growing you in Him? Our prayer over here at the Warrior Mama podcast is that this podcast is something that does that for you in your life. So feel free to share it with your friends, post about it on social media, and of course, leave a rating and a review. I love seeing what God is doing in your lives. And I look forward to sitting with you at the kitchen table again next week.